God bless you, Sister Barbara. Thank you, woman of God, for the seed. No, woman of God, that things are shifting and things are moving. Just quickly, woman of God, the Lord says around about the first 10 days of the month of November, just go ahead and get your regular checkup and your regular physical done during that season. Now, I do feel, woman of God, that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. And I also want to wish you once again a happy birthday. And know that you're going to begin to see change, change in business affairs, change because God says things are smoothing out. And they're about to work out in your favor. I'm also hearing the Lord says prepare, because it seems like something that is old to you is going to come back to you. Old money may be coming back to you, or something that somebody owes you, whatever this thing is, something that belongs to you is about to come back into your hands. For the Lord was saying to the woman of God that prepare for a shifting and a moving of the Spirit. The Lord says, watch me and see what I'll do for thee. Also, the Lord says something, I don't know if this is financial, this could be something related to education or even something related to a vehicle. Something that wasn't right or something that didn't pan out. The Lord says things are being settled and debts are being cleared in this season and yea, even in this hour. I want to thank you, woman of God, because know that you're moving into a season of brand new beginnings, that for the next 12 months shall be a time of some major, major, major opportunities. And you will see and know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee for good things. Woman of God, for the next 12 months, you're going to be more confident. You're going to be more direct. You're going to take charge of your life. You're going to do what's best for you and your interests. And I see that career and business situations are going to require diplomacy, so you're going to use that diplomacy. The Lord says, go ahead and put your imagination to work, because you're going to prosper and you're going to rise to the top. Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed. Peace and many blessings.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying justice. God says that there's going to be justice, and God says for you not to fret and to worry. God says that there's going to be, like you're going to be going into a territory or a new territory, because God says that he's sending you forth with expansion. And God says for you to prepare yourself. So God says that you're going to see like visions, and God wants you to write these visions down in your journal. And God says for you to pay attention to your dreams in this season, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. And I just heard the chains falling. God said justice is your reward for this season. God said he's going to right some wrongs that has been getting past. It's almost like people are just there. They're like blocking your blessings, and they're blocking people to have a more open view of who you are. But God says, don't be afraid, that he's going to remove that shadow from the eyes. And they shall see the true you. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Barbara. And I concur with the prophet that spoke before. For there is favor in legal matters. And God is going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. And everything that was stolen from you will be returned. God says, even in folds, saith the Spirit of Christ. For God is beginning to anoint you from the top of thy head to the sole of thy feet, and you should be called favored, favor of God and favor of man. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, financial stability. I hear Father God saying he's pressing you forward quickly and swiftly. I do hear Father God saying he's clearing up any misunderstanding concerning family members and or even co-workers. Woman of God, I do hear Father God saying this is the season to get more rest, and not just rest at nighttime when you're sleeping. Father God says rest in his presence during the day when you're going about your task. Be at peace in his presence as you're going about your task, because I hear Father God saying this is the season of deliverance. And this is the season of restoration, and that is the word of the Lord.